Blog Talk Radio.
This is Gopi. Can we hear it?
Are you recording?
Yeah.
I've been wondering.
It's a show about arts and performers and all sorts of creative types here in Southeast Ohio. So before we get started into the regular program, what is coming up in March? We're in the first week of March 2016. What's going on?
Well, we just had our weekend at the Event Barn at the Bob Evans Farm.
And from what I understand, that's going to happen a few more times.
Yes, in June and November.
Okay.
I think that's it so far. And then next weekend, we have our St. Patrick's Day Cultural Festival and Parade in downtown
Galveston.
I know.
So what can you...
Oh, it is, yes.
Yeah. 2 days.
Holy cow.
So what can you find in the park that weekend?
Oh, my gosh, we're going to have a lineup of entertainment. We're going to have 20-plus vendors, including artisan vendors. We have four food vendors coming.
Nobody's serving haggis, though.
I'm sorry, but no.
Okay.
Not this time.
No, I'm not too hard.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what kind of food vendors?
Well, we have Honey Creek Barbecue.
Okay.
We have Steve Evans Sausage.
It's always good.
We have Hot Rod Cafe, where they make those waffle chicken sandwiches. And green lemonade.
Okay.
And Domino's Pizza.
All right.
Yeah. And then we're going to have the Mad Dog Center there. University of Rio Grande Bookstore is going to be printing our festival T-shirts on the spot for people. And we have the performers all day, but we have the Silver Bridge Bruisers. They're going to do a demonstration.
Oh.
And one of our local twirling clubs.
Now, Silver Bridge Bruisers are a
roller derby. Roller derby. It's going to be fascinating.
Where are they? Do they have a stage to set up in the park, or are they going around
we
the park on the pavement?
State Street blocked off for them.
Okay.
So, yes, we have them in the street, State Street, and a bounce house with a slide for the kids,
mm-hmm.
and some other activities. And
this is the second annual for
this event. Second annual. Yes, it is.
Go down and support your community with the, what do you call it?
The St. Patrick's Day
Cultural
Festival and Parade.
Right.
Yes.
It's not a Celtic festival, but it's in that vein.
Yes, and all proceeds are going to support our local artisans. So,
the starving artists, so feed
yes.
your artists.
Yes, please. Yes. So
okay.
Please come and join us in the fun. We're going to have a great day.
Okay. So today's guest is not a working performer, but a gifted student and
very
a student
gifted.
Of music.
Amazing. I say virtuoso.
Okay.
That's what I say.
So we have today Gavin Davis.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's really good to be here.
We're so happy to have you.
Thank
awesome.
You. Thanks for inviting me.
So
our
tell
pleasure.
Us a little about yourself, you know, how many kids you have and all that.
Seven children. I've been busy.
No, he's still a high school student.
Yeah. I go to River Valley High School, but I'm a Pieto student, so I attend Rio Grande College. I am going to be pursuing music, piano major probably, most likely. Anything with music, really. I think that'll be really nice. It's what I enjoy.
What kind of instruments do you play? You know, I heard you say piano.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play stringed instruments or drums or?
I used to play viola. I started out in fourth grade playing viola with Mr. Ian Jesse from He works at the West Virginia Ohio Symphony. He came down to my elementary school and taught me viola lessons. I did that for 2 years, and then I started picking up piano from Mr. Murray. He's a very nice piano teacher by the hospital, and I really kicked off with that. I really started to like it. And so
what's a viola?
It's like a violin, but instead of having the highest string, it doesn't have that, and it has a lower string, and it usually plays lower in the mix. And it
doesn't. You still have it on your shoulder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about the same size.
I wasn't sure if it was big enough to fit on the floor yet or not.
No. Still on your shoulder.
Cool.
You learn some
every
day.
I'm an electric guitar guy.
That's why.
I also play guitar. I did bass for a while, but I've been doing a lot of guitar stuff, so I really like that. So guitar and piano, mostly.
Does the guitar skills translate over from the viola to bass and all those things?
I think it definitely does between bass and guitar, because it's both a fretted instrument, and they both have the same intervals and stuff, except for the fifth string, the beat. I think it really does from piano as well, just because music translates wherever you go. And with phrasing, and since I've been playing piano for quite a bit longer than I've been playing guitar, so I've been kind of able to use stuff from my piano knowledge, like the music theory and stuff, and translate that to the guitar, which is really, really nice.
Now, you're taking music theory at the college yet?
Yeah, I'm taking music theory, too, with Dr. Kinney.
Okay, that's, from what I hear, is a challenging course.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Yeah. Is it more mathematical, or what do you do with that? Is it just relationships of notes and rhythms, or what?
Yeah, it's figuring out what each note, how each note works within the context of a key, or what chords go into what chords, and how you structure a song and things like that. So it's really helpful for any musicians. I really recommend music theory. It really helps out to know how music is put together and works.
Yeah. I thought there wasn't any rules at first, but what I've learned...
It's what you feel.
Yeah, just playing stuff. But, you know, I guess there are mathematical type of rules to it. And
formulas.
Yeah, there are a lot of rules. And maybe not so much mathematics, but you definitely have to remember all this stuff. Like, certain notes want to lead into other notes that you really have to resolve, or else you're going to sound like kind of cheaped out. You're going to feel like you don't want to go back home. It wants to end, has to finish and sound really nice. But,
and so, I think that would be really useful. I understand are you in the jazz ensemble?
Oh, yes. I am playing.
So how much of jazz is written? Because I know during a jazz song, each performer will get like a solo time, whether it's the drummer or the bass or whatever, horn or piano, they'll get that. How much of that is improvised versus this is what I'm playing?
Well, when my jazz ensemble instructor, also Dr. Kinney, who's also my music theory professor, he came to me and asked me how much knowledge I had of jazz piano, and I said none. So he was asking that to make sure if he would just write the chords out so I can just play the chords and improvise around them, or if I needed them written out. And I asked him if I could have it written out, just because that would help me, because I haven't played jazz yet before.
Mm-hmm.
And so the solos are definitely improvised, unless you spend time working on them and remember them. But mostly it's just going with the flow, I guess.
Yeah. That, to me, is the biggest challenge of playing jazz. The only thing I play is the radio.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
I can play anything on the radio.
It's something I've been working on, because there's a piano player, mostly you're taught how to play solo for so long, and you really lose context sometimes, and you only realize that when you play with other people, how maybe you're...
The collaboration.
Yeah, that's an important part of the music, because musicians communicate with each other, not through words necessarily, but bringing in new ideas and stuff, and you don't really have that. It's all kind of a one-sided argument, I guess, when you're playing with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice to get together with people and to work on stuff like that. And also, you're talking about going with the flow, which is something I've been trying to work on lately. Because piano, you're kind of like a cover band for so long. You're playing like Chopin or Rachmaninoff, or just working through lesson books, and you're not really writing your own stuff. And I think in guitar and other instruments such as that, it's much more like freedom to do your own thing. It's much more like improvising is much more prominent in those instruments, because of the way they're taught. They're largely self-taught guitarists are, and they don't necessarily go through books or lesson books. They learn scales that they can play over which is something I've been trying to do with piano and guitar, just to try to be able to improvise.
Now, growing up, I mean, you're not too old yet.
You know, 73.
Yeah, you just got your driver's permit recently. So,
woo-hoo!
Yeah, look out there. It's going to be danger on the roads.
It's awesome.
It's going to be like Mad Max.
Yeah. You haven't watched that movie, hopefully. Inspiration for the road. But anyway.
It's just like Need for Speed, right?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
When did you realize you were into music? I mean, did you get a little xylophone as like a baby and you just wailed on it? Or or when was it that you kind of found that that was your gift, maybe, rather than like painting or building things or whatever?
Yeah, I wanted to be an architect for a while, which I kind of...
Wow.
Yeah.
But
I never really thought of myself as a musician. I was never like, aha, piano, I'm going to play that. Mm-hmm. No, it's kind of just, I enjoy playing this instrument, and I sit around at home, and it makes it sound sad, but I just play piano, and I enjoy it, and it's just within the last few years, I'm realizing I could do this, I could make a living off this, I enjoy it enough, other people enjoy it, which I'm really gracious about. Thank you, Valerie.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Most supportive
amazing.
Person ever.
Oh, and your mommy and I just are your biggest fans.
Yeah, I'm really lucky.
But we're very lucky. We're very lucky. Yes, he's amazing. He's amazing. I just thought, like, you never know, like, all his music, one bleeds into another, and your emotions just change so much.
Do you know what that's called? ADD.
Oh my gosh, Calvin!
Are you saying she has it? Or
no, me. I don't.
You have.
I just think both of us.
Yes, yes. But it's just
squirrel.
Amazing. Just you know, you lose yourself when Gavin's playing. You just lose yourself
Thank
in
you.
His music.
I just like to improvise when I'm feeling a certain emotion. If I want to portray that in music, I just sit down and mess with some interesting chords and try to work it out. Maybe make something that, like during midterm weeks or finals week, it might be like really terrifying and stressful sounding, and or maybe at summer break it might sound like something melodic and pretty. So it's just it's kind of like a diary that I
keep to
myself. So
it's a reflective thing.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at music a couple different ways. Either it reflects the way you are feeling, or you can, like, be down and play some upbeat stuff and lift yourself out of something.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's kind of interesting because you don't necessarily know when you sit down at the piano what you're going to sound like or what mood you're in. And then you really notice, hey, maybe this is helping if I feel this way. This is some really deep, sad
banging
stuff.
Banging on some flat, lower chord.
Yeah, and it's like, but it makes you feel better at the end. It's like you're living out these emotions, and you come out feeling refreshed, feeling better.
So, do you write your own stuff?
I do a bit. I haven't nearly as much because, like I said, piano is kind of following lesson books. So I'm just starting to stray away and start to do some of my own stuff. And
what
try
kind
some of that.
Down the road, what style of music do you see yourself gravitating towards? Like,
Pop thing,
or you want to be the piano man like Billy Joel, or
I listen to a lot of classic rock. I like Led Zeppelin, all the like Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, Cream, and all that. I like I've been listening to a lot of guitarists lately, like Guthrie Govan. He's a real big inspiration, and I really like playing classical. I'm more of a romantic style era. There's classical baroque, and then there's like romantic, which is like Chopin and all this really pretty stuff, and I like that.
You don't see a lot of kids your age like gravitating to that sort of stuff.
If I was going to do classical, I'd probably focus on things like Chopin or Rachmaninoff if I was lucky enough to have a choice. But I really like those composers. And for guitar, I like jazz stuff. I like blues a lot. I like rock. I like progressive.
I mean, if you're
going to
write something, what road is it going to go down, you think?
I'm not sure.
All the roads.
Whatever I feel like in the moment. I don't know. When I've written, it's been more melodic. just testing out chords so far, just kind of feeling my way, bumping around, because I think that's a big part, is kind of bumping into things and finding your way and trying to understand what you're doing or how they're working or what things are working or what's not.
So you would agree with the statement, you have to know the rules before you break the rules.
Or you can find the rules. You may not even know the rules, and then you may break them and say, ooh, that's not working. And then
I'm kind of more like, where we're going, there are no rules.
Well.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Let's not go any road trips.
No, that's from the Back to the Future movie.
Is it?
Oh. Where we're going, there are no roads.
Oh, I forgot. That is a while back.
Yeah, show my age to you young pups.
As we're the same age, but
yeah.
He's an old soul, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, I know it.
I'm 15, but it's kind of... It's different being into different things such as classical, romantic periods and stuff like that, or jazz. Because not a lot of kids my age are really into that.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not boosting myself because of that. It's just harder to connect to other people with the same interests.
Yeah.
Because maybe they're not interested in the same thing. So I'd be totally interested in meeting up with anybody with the same interests and playing music.
That's
I understand.
Great.
I was a loner kind of thing when I was... that age.
Yeah.
Just doing my own thing that nobody else was doing.
And PSO, where I attend the Rio Grande campus, it's really boosted that because there's not as many kids my age. And
the peer pressure part just kind of goes away.
I just do my own thing, and I really like that because I get the musical benefits of the college without having to go through all the loopholes of waking up at 5 in the morning and dealing with that and being bored in class and stuff like that. Because every class I've taken so far is really interesting at Rio. I think it's a really nice experience for me, both musically and personally.
Yeah, for the right people who, I don't know if you would want to say, not as into the social scene at high school, I think the CCP,
CCP.
Used to be PSO program would be a great fit.
It's wonderful that is an opportunity.
And for those people who don't know, this is where you, for whatever years of college, or of high school, you go to college and you earn credit for both high school and college. And whenever you graduate, then you can have a 2-year degree and a high school diploma.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll have an associate's by the time I graduate high school. And so that's really nice. I do miss the social. I have a lot of friends at the high school that I really miss.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of weighing the balance of doing your own thing and the benefits of cool classes and making your own schedule and the social, how is it going to detriment my social life? Because that was the big question at the beginning was, one, am I mature enough for it? And two, how is it going to affect me as a social creature?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I'm doing okay. I've become a lot more reserved and quiet, which is...
You think it boosts your confidence hanging out on a college campus?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is pretty nice, especially when it's always funny when you tell somebody that you're actually 15, and the college kids are like,
"What are you doing here?"
Yeah, like my
and the CCP program goes all the way to 7th grade.
Yeah, now it does.
Personally, I'm not sure if I agree.
Oh my goodness!
I wasn't ready when I was in 7th grade. I knew that for sure.
I knew I wouldn't have been.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Now, growing up, did you have? I know you would have parental support, but do you have musical parents?
Oh, yeah. My dad was a drummer. He messed around with the drums for quite a bit. My mom played piano and guitar. I had a really big inspiration from my aunt, who was a very nice piano player.
Okay.
She had a really nice touch, and we have a lot of the same tastes, like the movie, the Amelie movie, and different video game soundtracks, which I really like. And so I really benefited a lot from her playing. And so... And my grandmother played piano for quite a bit, and her mother as well.
Wow.
And so it's kind of been surrounded by this really supportive system of just encouragement, and I'm really grateful for that. And all my friends, I'm really happy. It's really good.
Yeah, it usually doesn't sprout from nowhere.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's a seed planted.
You're right.
I believe. Mm-hmm. And it can be, like, throughout your whole life, but... Those early seeds that are planted are so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great.
And a great family.
Yeah, they're super great. Very funny people. Very nice. Very supportive. So I thank them for all of this.
Oh.
My grandma started my piano lessons for paying for them really helps me out because we had the means to actually pursue it with a teacher, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. My goodness.
So after you're done with high school, where do you see yourself going and for what? What kind of degree?
Definitely music. Probably piano performance. So I'm also interested in things such as composition and stuff like that. I went to OU to go see the campus there and to perform for the professor there. I really liked it there. It was really nice. It was a very nice community, and they had a really nice music program. So for that place would be very nice. That's a very nice college. Or anywhere, really, that would take me with a scholarship, I would consider.
Now, you're attending college here. How do you think your skills, whether this kind or this kind, how do they stack up to the college kids?
We have some really good players here at the college. Jordan Lombardo is a really good bass player. He's a really good player. And with all the knowledge of music theory, all these people that know more about music than I do, the technicality of it and how music works, it's been a real inspiration to get to know the music better. And there's a lot of support from the music center as well. I have so many friends that I talk to every day and are really supportive and drop by when I'm practicing, and like that sounds really nice.
It's always good to hang out with people that are better than you.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah.
And like-minded.
Yeah,
like-minded and better than you.
As far as skills, I don't think there's anybody really better than anyone.
Well, yeah, but more experience, I guess.
Right.
Right.
So when's upcoming performances? What groups are you a part of? I know you're probably part of ensembles here at the college.
Yeah, I was part of the jazz ensemble. And I'm going to be doing a duet competition at the end of April with the guy from Columbus, who's about my age. And we're going to be performing at we're going to send a video in, and it's an international duet competition.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Scary.
So you've been accepted and you are playing at this interview?
Oh, no, we are we're sending the video to be accepted.
Okay.
There's a lot of very, very good pianists there. It's mostly, I don't think we're going in there to win, necessarily. I mean, that, of course, but that would be nice. But I think it's more of a learning experience to see how good other people are and kind of where we sit in the chain and where to be inspired and what to do,
absolutely,
what to work on.
How about being a street performer?
I would do it. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about setting up a around
put
campus.
Put your hat out there and a keyboard or a guitar or
yeah,
whatever instrument you want to take on the road with you.
I could do it on campus, but I don't know if anybody would tip me, just because college kids are usually poor.
That's
very true.
But I would do. I just like playing for people, just to see people react to music.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's sad music or happy music or songs.
You usually draw the crowd, no matter who's playing it. Mm-hmm.
If it's like songs from a video game or a movie and they recognize it, they really connect, and I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would be really interested in doing film scores or things like that, just because I really connect to movie soundtracks and video game soundtracks, because it kind of tells a story. And it always brings you back to that story whenever it is. Like whenever you hear Lord of the Rings soundtrack or Legend of Zelda soundtrack, whenever I play some pieces from those, I know whoever's seen or played those games go, and they're like, oh, back when I was six. And it like brings them back to childhood, and so it's really nice.
That's what music does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It can take you back to a place that in your lifetime that
may
be good, may be bad. Sometimes it's happy, sometimes sad.
And I think dealing with even those bad memories, with expressing your emotions, maybe subconscious, that you might be holding through music is really helpful, because it lets you let go of things, and especially just as you how you feel right now, you can kind of therapeutically help yourself by playing, and so that's really nice. It's kind of an outlet where some people choose art or painting. Well, painting is art. They choose drawing or painting or animation or things like that. I've just chosen the piano or the guitar where I can paint a picture through notes on a page.
You ever thought about finding somebody that writes lyrics and collaborating?
Yeah.
Do you know anybody?
There are some songwriters at Ryo, I think.
Yeah, we used to have a songwriting group.
Yeah, Scott Michael.
No, it wasn't long ago, wasn't it?
No, the faculty person left and kind of died out. But the students here really had a great time with it. They put out a CD every year.
Wow.
And pretty high quality stuff.
Yeah. I think Logan Black is from there. He's doing really well. I see his stuff on Facebook. He's doing really well. If anybody's interested in meeting up and playing music, I'm totally down for that.
How can they reach you?
I have a cell phone. I haven't thought this through, but I guess
they may not want to put it out over the air.
Well, it's
text me.
Yeah, on the internet.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I'd be down to jam, or if you want to get a band started or something, or if you just want to sit down and work through some music, I'd be totally okay with that.
Yeah.
Because piano, you're kind of a solidary kind of person playing solo for so many years. It's really good to collaborate and to get other ideas in and have multiple things going at the same time. So that's really good.
I recommend it highly, hooking up with this guy. Absolutely.
So you like the electronic keyboard stuff, or do you like the regular pounding on the strings type keyboard?
Do you mean digital or acoustic?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I definitely acoustic, but I have a digital keyboard at home that really sounds really nice. And it really helps with practicing, too, because if I get bored of practicing, or if I'm getting kind of downhearted with just playing the same thing over and over again, I can scroll through the menu and play different sounds to see, let's see what Rachmaninoff sounds with a piccolo or a lute or guitar or something. So you can hear different sounds with
keyboards
like
are crazy, aren't they? With
very
all
good.
The synthesized sounds and say that 50 times fast.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Gavin. It's been a pleasure.
It's been an honor.
Do we have any time to show this piece?
I guess
we
forgot about that.
Well,
we have a minute. But who's on next?
Who's on next would be... that's an Abbott Costello, isn't it?
That's who's on first.
Oh, okay. Well, Marlene Gruder, we were going to have, or I think earlier in the year, and she is a fiber artist, and she does felting, and she does all kinds of amazing things with fabric and repurposing and uploading, upscaling.
Something like that.
Something like that.
It's like repurposing.
Yes. That's what I meant.
Take it cheap and trashy and crazy into something nice.
Yes, beautiful and amazing. Yes.
Okay. Well, sorry we didn't get to that clip because we had a clip. You can look him up on YouTube.
Yes.
Probably under your name.
Yeah, Gavin Davis.
And you have your videos there.
Yep.
That's great. Oh, there he is.